Jesus Christ is the light of the world. The light no darkness can overcome. Stay with us, Lord, for it is evening, and the day is almost over. Let your light scatter the darkness and illumine your church. Joyous light of glory, of the Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who led your people Israel by a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. Enlighten our darkness by the light of your Christ. May his word be a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. For you are merciful, and you love your whole creation, and we, your creatures, glorify you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Let us pray. Let the incense of our repentant prayer ascend before you, O Lord, and let your loving kindness descend on us, that with purified minds we may sing your praises with the church on earth and the whole heavenly host, and may glorify you forever. Amen.
Thank you.
The reading is from Revelation, the 14th chapter. Then I saw another angel flying directly overhead with an eternal gospel to proclaim to those who dwell on earth, to every nation and tribe and language and people. And he said with a loud voice, "Fear God and give him glory, because the hour of his judgment has come, and worship him who made heaven and earth, the sea and the springs of water." Another angel, a second, followed, saying, "Fallen, fallen is Babylon the Great, she who made all nations drink the wine of the passion of her sexual immorality." And another angel, a third, followed them, saying with a loud voice, "If anyone worships the beast and its image and receives a mark on his forehead or on his hand, he also will drink the wine of God's wrath, poured full strength into the cup of his anger. And he will be tormented with fire and sulfur in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment goes up forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night, these worshippers of the beast and its image, and whoever receives the mark of its name." Here is a call for the endurance of the saints, those who keep the commandments of God and their faith in Jesus. And I heard a voice from heaven saying, "Write this, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Blessed indeed, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, for their deeds follow them." O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. But now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Now, you are old enough to know by now that every 4 years, Americans collectively gather together for, quote, "the most important election in our time," unquote, to select the man, or in this case, possibly a woman, who will avert the certain disaster that awaits should the opponent be placed in the Oval Office. Now, that people get worked up like this, like clockwork, is something that is laughable, or at least it should be. But during this season, any laughs are usually followed up with a serious chat about just how bad it really will be if person A, B, or C actually would get elected. Now, as I said, if you saw this happen in any other country, to any other people, according to a schedule, you would laugh out loud. And we should be able to notice and laugh when the same thing happens in our own country. I would also add that it is pretty sad if Christians, if you and I are among those who fall for the anxiety and the hand-wringing every 4 years. At one point, the Lord tells the prophet Isaiah, "Do not call conspiracy all that this people calls conspiracy, and do not fear what they fear, nor be in dread. But the Lord of hosts, him you shall honor as holy. Let him be your fear. Let him be your dread." And so I also will tell you, do not call conspiracy what this people calls conspiracy. Do not fear what they fear, nor be in dread. But the Lord of hosts, him you shall honor as holy. Let him be your fear. Let him be your dread. Now, whatever may or may not come, even then, do not fear. Let the Lord of hosts be your fear. I tell you that the people of God have undergone terrible things at various points throughout history, and even then, the Lord was in charge. Even then, he was working all things for the good of those who love him. Now, marked out especially in the Old Testament is the enemy of Babylon, an empire with a fierce army, an army that the Lord himself sent to destroy Jerusalem for her idolatry and her misplaced fear. During that time, many Jews were deported. They were exiled to various parts of the Babylonian Empire. And yet, while they were there, the Lord doesn't tell them to panic, much less revolt or even undermine the government. Rather, through the prophet Jeremiah, God tells the exiles, "Build houses and live in them. Plant gardens and eat their produce. Take wives and have sons and daughters. Take wives for your sons and give your daughters in marriage, that they may bear sons and daughters. Multiply there and do not decrease. But seek the welfare of the city where I have sent you into exile. Pray to the Lord on its behalf, for in its welfare you will find your welfare." Now you know that there are exceptions to obeying a king, and Daniel, along with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, are perfect examples of this. But note that with Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, note that their exaltation comes after being sent to the executioner, not before. Life after death, or something along those lines. And yet even before they went into exile, the Lord tells Judah that he will put an end to Babylon. The Jews would return to the promised land. So also we heard in our reading from Revelation about various angels going out around the world proclaiming a few different things. Firstly, an eternal gospel, that is, eternal good news. And he says, fear God and give him glory, because the hour of his judgment has come, and worship him who made heaven and the earth. That has a familiar ring, doesn't it? The second angel cries out, fallen. Fallen is Babylon the Great. The country who conquered the entire earth, the fiercest and strongest superpower up to that point, even it would fall, the angel says. And its end is not probable, its end is certain. The third angel flies around and calls out, if anyone worships the beast in its image and receives a mark on his forehead or on his hand, he also will drink the wine of God's wrath. Now many commenters go far afield on that verse. Taken simply, it speaks of idolatry, which at its core is fearing something more than you fear the true God. The thinking that a creature or creatures can do what God alone can do, and placing trust there rather than in the true God. Now that verse may warn of something more, but certainly it warns of nothing less than what Isaiah was warned. Do not call conspiracy what they call conspiracy, and do not fear what they fear. Don't you get in your head what marks the unbelief of the world. Don't think like them. And furthermore, he says, don't act like them. They think, they act, they vote in fear of things other than God. Don't you do that. Because as the second angel already sang, fallen, fallen is Babylon the Great. The princes and the nations of this world will all fall. That is a song that the people of God will sing. And we will sing it not because of some decision by the Supreme Court. We will sing it not because of any law passed by our Congress. We will sing it not because of any executive order signed or rescinded by the president. And we will sing that way because the angel says, the Lord has returned, having vanquished our foes. Now that Isaiah passage that I quoted earlier, the Lord of hosts, let him be your fear, let him be your dread. This is how that paragraph ends. Quote, and he will become a sanctuary and a stone of offense and a rock of stumbling to both houses of Israel, a trap and a snare to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And many shall stumble on it. They shall fall and be broken. They shall be snared and taken. You know that stone. You know that verse. It is quoted often in the New Testament. The one who causes offense and yet is also our sanctuary, even in times like this. That stone himself said, I tell you, my friends, do not fear those who kill the body and after that have nothing more that they can do. But I will warn you to whom you shall fear. Fear him who after he is killed has authority to cast into hell. Yes, I tell you, fear him. Are not five sparrows sold for 2 pennies, and not one of them is forgotten before God? Why, even the hairs of your head are numbered. Fear not. You are of more value than many sparrows. Amen.
Thank you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. For Matthew and Timothy, for all pastors in Christ, for all servants of the church, and for all the people, let us pray to the Lord. For Barak, for all public servants, for the government and those who protect us, that they may be upheld and strengthened in every good deed, let us pray to the Lord. For those who work to bring peace, justice, health, and protection in this and every place, let us pray to the Lord. For those who bring offerings, those who do good works in this congregation, those who toil, those who sing, and all the people here present who await from the Lord great and abundant mercy, let us pray to the Lord. For favorable weather, for an abundance of the fruits of the earth, and for peaceful times, let us pray to the Lord. For our deliverance from all affliction, wrath, danger, and need, let us pray to the Lord. For the faithful who have gone before us and are with Christ, let us give thanks to the Lord. Alleluia. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Rejoicing in the fellowship of all the saints, let us commend ourselves, one another, and our whole life to Christ our Lord.
To you, O Lord.
Let us pray. Eternal Lord, ruler of all, graciously regard those who have been set in positions of authority among us, that guided by your Spirit, they may be high in purpose, wise in counsel, firm in good resolution, and unwavering in duty, that under them we may be governed quietly and peaceably. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty and gracious Lord, pour out your Holy Spirit on your faithful people. Keep us steadfast in your grace and truth. Protect and deliver us in times of temptation. Defend us against all enemies. And grant to your church your saving peace. Lord, in your mercy. O God, from whom come all holy desires, all good counsels and all just works, give to us, your servants, that peace which the world cannot give, that our hearts may be set to obey your commandments, and also that we, being defended from fear of our enemies, may live in peace and quietness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. almighty and merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless and preserve you.
Amen.